This is KCUR 89.3. Visitors to art galleries usually aren't there to look at the frames on the paintings, but they can be works of art in their own right. Reporting for KCUR 89.3, Danny Wood made a trip to the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art to learn more about the significance of frames.
Good?
Yeah, I got it.
Steve Waterman and Hannah McLean are carrying a large framed painting down a staircase at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. The painting is a reproduction of a Vincent van Gogh original that one of their colleagues recognizes.
We're sure that's not the real one, right?
Waterman is the Nelson's Director of Design and Experience. He says the museum recently encountered what he calls a pickle that focused their attention on frames. Longtime trustee Henry Block was generously donating his Impressionist and Post-Impressionist paintings. However, to keep his home looking the same, Block wanted copies mounted in the original frames. Waterman says modern cameras made reproducing decent copies of the paintings relatively easy.
The frames, however, turned out to be much more difficult.
It wasn't feasible to exactly match 30 frames that were more than a century old, so they settled for similar new ones instead. We're now in the Block galleries, and Waterman holds the Van Gogh reproduction next to the original painting that's still in its old frame.
You can see the difference here is incredible, right, between the two frames. The one that he had in his house is just spectacular, and the one that we put on the reproduction is actually, it has a sort of fancy-ish feel to it, but it's a fairly common frame.
Impressionist painters use the same standard-sized canvases artists use today. So after a local Kansas City frame shop made final adjustments, the modern frames were often good fits. As they explore the Block galleries, few visitors would suspect that many of these original works were so recently reframed. Even the museum guards who watch over the paintings, like Michael Chapman, are surprised.
They look wonderful to me. I never figured that they would be anything but the original frames.
Museum visitors might not give frames much thought. And Stratton Green, an independent Italian Renaissance art specialist, says until fairly recently, curators didn't either.
And they would just chuck them. And then all of a sudden, curators said, oh, maybe they're valuable. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this. So there's been a renaissance.
In the late 1980s, he says, the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam staged the first major exhibition devoted entirely to frames.
And they did a detailed study of like 50 frames, identified maybe 10 styles in minute detail.
Frame exhibitions followed at the National Gallery in London and the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. There's a lot to cover.
They're decorative arts. They're considered furniture. So there's furniture terminology, things like cavetto and cove. Then there's types of frames, like the cassetta frame, the Louis XIII frame, Louis XIV frame. Then there's the ornament.
Green has spent more than a year researching the frames on the old master paintings at the Nelson. He hopes to one day publish a guidebook highlighting important frames in the Nelson's collection.
When a visitor comes to the Nelson, they need to think of how does the frame look at the picture.
A spokesperson for the museum says a guide to frames isn't a priority because so few of the frames are original to the works of art or reflect the artist's taste. The museum does note on wall labels when a frame is original to the painting. And knowing more about frames in general can add what feels like valuable context to the experience of viewing the art. We approach a large early 17th century painting in a very elaborate gold frame.
It's what's called a late Louis XIV frame, and it's just rampant. I mean, you see it's got these cartouches on either end. It's got what's called the strap work. It's just very busy. It really clashes in some sense with the picture.
French artist Nicolas Poussin painted the Triumph of Bacchus for a cardinal's castle. It was initially in a plain frame, but when the cardinal died, the painting was sold and reframed late in the 17th century by a Parisian art collector.
The one thing about frames, it was a kind of splash of who you are as a person, that you were rich, you could afford this stuff. And people would come in and they would say, wow.
Green says the frames on most of the pre-20th century works in the Nelson tell you a lot about the marketing techniques of art dealers and the tastes of their buyers. Things started to change in the mid-19th century when artists, including Degas and Monet, began to choose their own frames. One of Green's favorite frames in the Nelson is among a handful of older frames that are original to their paintings. It wasn't designed to market the artwork or stroke the ego of its owner. We're now in the Nelson's medieval cloister opposite a religious portrait.
It was by Huss van Cleve. That's the artist. It's the Madonna and Child with carnations. One is walnut.
Green says the brown frame with its beautifully carved little flowers is very rare, and curves to redirect your gaze back to the early 16th century Flemish painting.
It's a contrast with the bright blue of the Madonna's gown. It pops. This is an example of a frame meant for the picture.
It's like a window, encouraging your eyes to rest on the artwork's striking colors and gentle gestures. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Danny Wood.